Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for following safety measures and guidelines, but we ask that you please continue to use your own judgment and exercise caution as necessary, especially now as we are seeing a rise in the COVID cases. And of course, also be mindful of the newly instated curfew between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Here are the details for upcoming classes and programs. Every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m., Dr. Siddiqui has a tafsir class. He is currently discussing Surah Ali Imran. The Zoom link is the same each week. This evening from 6 to 8 p.m., MYG will be meeting online for Thanksgiving. Check out MYG's Instagram. Details of all programs and events are in this week's newsletter. Reviving the Islamic Spirit Convention will be completely online this year from December 26th through the 27th. It will feature many U.S. and many international speakers. For complete details, please visit risconvention.com. And finally, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and your nose. The mask should not be removed at any time. Please do not shake hands or remove your mask at any time while you are here. So let's take a little care and help each other to feel safe and comfortable. Once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time and be mindful of social distancing and use the back parking lot to exit. And please stay safe. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده وصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, may peace and blessings be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is last and final Prophet and Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And remember me, I shall remember you. And be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. It is mentioned in a hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took my hand, أَخَذَ بِيَدِي, and then he said, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ يَا مُعَاذِ, I love you, Mu'adh. And then he said, do not leave, do not miss to say after every prayer, اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Allah, help me to remember you and help me to thank you and help me to worship you in the best way, in an excellent manner. Beautiful dua. And the ayah, zikr and shukr, mentioned that. And this hadith mentions zikr and shukr. So zikr and shukr, these are the two very important things that we should do. And we should always keep in mind. Zikr means keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Never forget Him. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is your Creator, is our Creator, is our Master, is our Lord. Everything comes from Him, to remember Him that. And zikr also means mentioning His name, praising Him. Zikr is salat. Aqim is salat ala zikri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pray to remember me. And Quran is a zikr, a zikr al-hakim. Quran is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you, it reminds you about Allah, and also when you read the Quran, you are mentioning Allah. You are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr is tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir. Zikr is you say subhanallah, you say alhamdulillah, you say la ilaha illallah, you say Allahu Akbar. So let your tongue repeat this. And they said, make your tongue moist. The moisture of your tongue will come by repeating these words. Don't let your tongue become dry by the name, without mentioning the name of Allah. So remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you do, the better. And in the hadith Sahih Qudsi says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي أَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. I am, as my servant think of me, I am with him when he remembers me. What a reward. That when you remember Allah, Allah is with you. You are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the scholars say, Abu Usman al-Nahdi, he said, I know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers me. He said, I know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers me. Somebody said, how do you know that? That Allah is remembering you. He says, Faskuruni askurku. Whenever I say his zikr, he remembers me. Allahu Akbar. Huh? That is, when you say Alhamdulillah, you say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard that. And he talks about you, he remembers you. You remember him in your heart, and he remembers you in his privacy. You speak about him in public, and he remembers in the public better than you, than us. Oh, in the angels, among the angels, he mentioned that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very grateful to the servants, to the servants. Allah ta'ala appreciates that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr has to be done more and more. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kaseera wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa ashiya wa asila. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, remember Allah, do his zikr often. And zikr is, even after every ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions zikr. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And Jum'ah prayer, you come for Jum'ah prayer is very important. But once the prayer is done, you go and remember Allah. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. You get up in the morning, you do the zikr of Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Thank be to Allah who has raised us up, gave us life again, and to him is the return. You eat something, you say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us food and he gave us water, he has something to drink. So always zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You enter your home, you say zikr of Allah. You leave your home, you say zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there on the tongue all the time. And the more we do the zikr, the more the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we receive. And as I said, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is with the people when they remember him. أَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرِنِي وَتَحَرَّكَتْ بِيَا شَفَتَهُ. I am with him when he remembers me, and his lips move by my name, by the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr is remembering Allah's rules, Allah's commands. Don't forget them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do something, do them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you not to do certain things, so don't do them. This is also zikr of Allah. There are people who forget Allah, that means they ignore Allah's commands. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ignore them. Nasullaha fa nasiyahum. Nasullaha fa ansahum anfusahum. They forgot Allah, they ignored Allah. So Allah will ignore them on the day of judgment. Allah will ignore them here in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, very merciful, but it is important that people should remember Allah's rules, Allah's commands. These are all aspects of zikr, and there are many other benefits of zikr. And then shukr. Shukr means to express your thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever gifts he has given you. Thank them, thank him, appreciate that. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah is praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as sana is hamd, is Allah's praise and Allah's shukr. Both sana and shukr, both of them are in this word alhamd. So Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, thank be to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a promise, a promise with great emphasis. He said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give me thanks, I'll give you more. I will surely give you more. So, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. But on the other hand also, that if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. So we should be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank is not just by words. Thank is also by action. The Quran says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Oh, آل داود alayhi salam family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, act thankfully. Act thankfully. Acting thankfully. That means shukr is not just by tongue. Shukr is by action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a body, use it to worship Allah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't use your eyes to do haram. Don't use your ears to hear haram. Don't use your tongue to say haram things. Don't use your hand, don't use your feet, because these are the things that Allah has given you. They will speak against us on the day of judgment. They will speak against us because we did not use them in the right way. So let not this happen. So these faculties, these things that Allah has given us, we should use them in the right way. This is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The resources that Allah has given us, our food, our money, all the things that we use, they are also gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also should be used in the right way. Earning in the halal way and using them in the halal way, in the right way, do not waste, do not abuse the resources. This is also a shukr of Allah, appreciation of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, اعملوا على داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. And say, very few of my servants are thankful. Really? If you look at this, how much blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have? We don't appreciate them. And we only talk about the difficulties and problems. Yes, there are some difficulties and problems. Yes, there is COVID. Yes, there are some issues. But there are many, many things that we should be thankful of. And if you are thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulties, inshallah. So we should appreciate what we have. And if you have this attitude of thankfulness, it's a positive attitude. It makes you happy, it makes you satisfied, contented. Otherwise, you'll be angry, upset. And all kinds of diseases will happen. You know, this depression happens because people do not have the thankful attitude. And thankfulness is not just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be thankful to others. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Hadith of the Prophet. Those who do not give thanks to people, they do not give thanks to Allah. So be thankful to Allah for your parents. Be thankful to Allah for your parents. Appreciate whatever they are doing for you. Be thankful to Allah for your spouses. Appreciate them. And in this way, your love will increase, the happiness will increase, the peace in the home will increase. So appreciate that. Appreciate your children. And praise them. Say good things about them so that the goodness will increase. Appreciate your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors. So all of these people. If somebody does something good to you, thank you. Thankfulness is that it will all bring some smile on the face. People like that, to hear that. So, yes, ushkur al-nas. Thank Allah, people. And this part of our thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave us all these relations. And we should appreciate them, and we should benefit from them, inshallah. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this tawfiq and hidayah, that we do zikr of Allah all the time, and also shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation, in every condition, inshallah. Because if there is any difficulty, it is He who can remove that. There is no one who can remove it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here, and we ask Him to remove the difficulties and the problem that we are facing, the humanity is facing. So as you know that because of the few people come to the masjid, the donations, many other activities that we used to do that we are not able to do, so the donations have decreased. And the expenses are the same, almost. Little less, but it's still almost the same. So what is, we emphasize is that please give regularly. Our board was discussing that how we can have a kind of regular donation for the masjid, regular income for the masjid. And the idea came that we should ask people, you yourself who are here, as well as others, to make a commitment of give $50 per month. If we have 500 people who commit $50 per month, inshallah it will take care of basic needs of the masjid. So I want to urge you to make commitment, monthly commitments, because sometimes you give and then after that you forget. So if you make a commitment, go to the website and make a pledge that it will be out from your account monthly. And only $50. If you can give more, may Allah bless you, reward you, will give you more. But if you cannot, at least $50 a month. So in this way, inshallah, if we have, and also urge other people, other family members, your friends, people who are associated with this masjid, ask them to contribute. So you take this message, أَدَّلُوا عَلَى الْخَيْرِ كَفَاعِلِهِ. If somebody will do it because of your reminding, you will receive also the reward for that. So you receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the masjid will benefit, the community will benefit, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and keep us on the right path. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Please remember in your dua, Brother Abid Siddiqui, Sister Zahida Farrukh, Sister Huma Khalid, Brother Sajid Siddiqui, Brother Rafi Abid, Sister Hiba Javed, Sister Huma Abed, Sister Ramisha Farrukh, Sister Ishal Siddiqui, Sister Barira Abed, and Sister Kulsoom Abdul Majid. So these are the people who are not well. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. And others whose names we have not mentioned, and there are some who asked us to make dua without mentioning their name. So we pray for all of them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove their difficulty and give them good health. Afiyah, inshallah. Also, some people passed away. Sister Khushid Begum, Brother Humayun Umar Dada, Brother Lahwari Larbi, Brother Hassan Khalil, and Brother Aslam Chaudhary. Please make dua maghfirah for them. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afi wa'fu anhum. Allahumma ishfi mardana warham mawtana wahtim bis-salihati a'malana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiyah wal-mu'afat ad-da'imah wal-fawza bil-jannah wa najata min an-nar. Ibadallah rahimakumullah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar faqimus salah.